was Radhe Radhe. This is Sunday Satsang. January 8th, 2016. So, Rajendra Kumar, you have a question?
Yes. Interesting. What meaningful?
No, quiet. You can. I just turn off the thing. You know, recording volume. Go ahead. You can just go back. Sit back. Relax. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. I remember that Lord Chaitanya and Gadadhar Pandit, they were speaking about Dhruva Maharaj Lila and Prahlada Maharaj.
In Chaitanya Bhagavad.
Yeah. The discussions. Especially this. More than. And what is meaning for us? What can we understand from this? Why they speak about Dhruva Maharaj? But I hear that it was favorite. Not most favorite, but.
In other words, you're asking why does Vrindavan Das Thakur. He discussed this conversation between Gadadhar Pandit and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about the glories of Dhruva Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj, Bhakta Prahlad and Dhruva. In other places, maybe Chaitanya Bhagavat somewhere else, it says that, no, Chaitanya Mangal, as we produced that book. And Chaitanya Mangal, it's telling that Lord Chandas Thakur says that Lord Chaitanya, when he was in Puri, living there for 18 years consecutively, he heard Gadadhar Pandit narrate the chapter about Dhruva Charitra, the life and teachings of Dhruva, fourth canto, 100 times. So someone might ask that question also. Lord Chaitanya is in Mahabhava of Radharani.
Yeah.
He's in Puri, Viparlamba Kshetra, Sri Kshetra. He's in living in Gambira. And this is throughout his life, this is his viraha, varsh, his years of separation, and he's hearing about Dhruva Maharaj in the daytime and Tota Gopinath, when the Bhagavad class went on every afternoon. The king would come, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya would come, Gadadhar Pandit, Chaitanya and Nitai, Advaita if they were there in Puri, and Haridas Thakur and many others would come. And then in that garden there next to Tota Gopinath, beautiful gardens, they would sit under these tamal trees and mango trees and nice trees and have harikatha. But then at night, that same Gauranga Mahaprabhu, at night he'd have one arm around Surya Damodar's neck and the other arm around Rai Ramananda's. Mm-hmm. Rai Ramananda and Surya Damodar are actually Alita Mishaka. So just like Radharani and Brajalila, feeling so much unhappiness and separation from Krishna, she may take shelter of her special Paramaprishna Sakis, like Vishakha and Alita, and put one arm around and reveal her mind. Guyamakyati Prachiti. So then at night, Lord Chaitanya was like that, and the Gambira itself in the room, and they were, and Ramananda Roy would read from Jagannath Vallabha Natakam, or Gita Govinda, or the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, or Rasa Lila, and then Lord Chaitanya would feel some soothing of his separation, Radhabhav. So in a day he's hearing about Prahlad, and he's hearing about Dhruva, and that same person, Mahaprabhu, at night, he's hearing about Gita Govinda, and the Vasant Ras, and the Ratikeli of Radha and Krishna, and the Kunjas of Vrindavan. So why? Why the difference? In that section, Chaitanya Bhagavat, some of the tikkas are there by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He's explaining that, unless I've heard also from other places, Lord Chaitanya is so much heard about Dhruva and emphasized the character because there's two major qualities in each of these personalities which are most fully represented by the Braja Gopis. So they're actually, to hear about the character of Prahlad or Dhruva Maharaj, Dhruva Charitra, Prahlad Charitra, with the right angle of vision, One can also, it's also anukulya for Gopi Bhav. Because the Braja Gopis, they have particular qualities. And they have all the qualities, samastagun, but they exhibit incredible determination. No matter how much opposition comes, they have incredible determination to meet with Shyam and to please him and to serve him in Radhe's way. And they can never be stopped, no matter what anyone says, what anyone does. So that kind of incredible, indomitable, indefeatable determination we find in Dhruva Maharaj. Although the pious religious leaders of the universe, the munis and rishis, sages like Narada, they advised him, you're a kshatriya. This is not your work. Your work is administration and protection and generating income and maintaining society economically, but not tapasya. That is the niyam or the vidhi for the rishis and munis and brahmins. This is not your line, so you should go home. you do yagya and pujas, and then you'll get your desires fulfilled in that way by devata yagya, devata upasana. He said, no, I'm not going. My mother said I could find Krishna in the forests of Vrindavan, so I've been directed here to Madhavan, and I'm not going to leave this Vrindavan until I see Krishna. So that determination, and so Dhruv, I think even the word Dhruv, I can't remember, I think the word Dhruv in Sanskrit means determination. D-R-U, Dhruvanatir, you know, Dhruvanati. I think it means something like firm. The word itself, Dhruva, means firm and unwavering. It's like steady. I think so. So he's the embodiment of that. Although he's only 5 years old, he was so determined. So the gopis, whether they were Kanyakumaris, you know, they were determined not to come out of the water. So much determination. But then what to do? Krishna stole their clothes. So, but Krishna appreciated their determination to maintain their sati. And of course, there. So, how much determination did those Kanyakumaris, those unmarried gopis, how much determination did they show to attain Krishna in the first place? They were doing a Katyani Brat for 1 month, and it's pretty cold. It's called Hemanta. Hemanta means end of the snow. It's actually the beginning of the winter, although it's called Hemanta month. Hemanta, this is called Hemanta Ritu, the season of, now this is called Shirsha Ritu. Shirsha means wet, cold, wet water in the morning, like fog. Fog and dew, and that's Shirsha. That's when it's heavy winter. Then after Shirsha Ritu, then it's Vasant, spring. Just now on next Thursday is called Vasant Panchami. It's considered to be the day that spring actually opens up. So this Dhruva exhibits this wonderful quality determination, which the Manjri Babu Pasakas, those that are worshippers of Raghunuga Bhakti, they are any sadhaka for that matter, even Vaidhi sadhaka, they have to have a lot of determination. But Lord Chaitanya, he's bringing it out, especially during his Puri Leela, because of the connection with Radharani and the gopis, because he came to preach Manjri Bhav, Madhurya Bhav. So therefore, he says, listen, sadhakas, be determined, you'll attain Krishna in Vrindavan. Raja Aturavasa Stale, that's one of the five most important things, is to live in Vrindavan, Rajmando, Trasikosh Vrindavan. And then the way the power of Vrindavan and the mercy of Guru and God, one will get darshan of Krishna. By his mantra, by his sadhana. By his sadhana, by his mantra, by the mercy of Guru and the kripa of God. And Dhruva Maharaj showed that. The power of Vrindavan. That's Dhruva. And then Prahlad Maharaj, his the main quality he displays, which is anukulya for Gopi Bhav, is fearlessness. He represents the Abhay principle. That's why our Srila Prabhupada, his Janam name was Abhay. Abhay Day. His surname was Day, D-E, Day. But if you put that in English, it becomes a fearless day. Fearless day. Abhay means fearless, so he was the fearless day. Fearless day, D-A-Y, means the day of the week. But his Bengali name was D-E, Day, which is pronounced Day. Abhay Day. So wherever he went, he made that day fearless. And anybody that follows Prabhupada's teachings, he'll become fearless, Abhay. Every day, Abhay day. Then he took initiation from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and received the name Abhay Chananara Vinda Das. So Das is also a Bengali surname, by the way. Day and Das. Das Day, Day Das. So he was very fond. His name was Abhay, and he was very fond of Prahlad Maharaj. Mm-hmm. The seventh canto teachings and the verses from seventh canto probably repeat so many times. Matirna Krishna Parato Sutova Yata Tata Bhavidanta. I forget, I get confused. But the verses from the seventh canto of Prahlad, the many nice verses there, and probably quote them often to emphasize the points of Krishna consciousness. And he was Abhay, so he was representing that fearlessness. But in relation to Gopi Bhav, there's the determination of Dhruva. We need that in our sadhana, and we need that even when we attain Brahma Vrindavan. Because these Kanyakumari Braja gopis, unmarried gopis, they did the Katyayani Vrat for 1 month. How determined they were. Every day, they get up in the morning and they got dressed and they got all their puja paraphernalia together, all fresh samagri and dravya. And then holding hands and singing songs about Krishna, they ran out to Yamuna early in the morning before sunrise. They had to take a bath before sunrise and then get dressed and do their puja of Katyayani. It's a form of yoga maya. Katyayani maha maya maha yogi nidishwari nandagopasitam devi patime kurute nama. They chanted this prayer every day. O Yogamaya, O Mahayogini, Patame Kurute Nama. Please make the Nanda Nandan. Please make the son of Rajendra Nandan our pati, our husband. Please do that. So that was their sankalpa, their wish, their resolve. That we're performing early morning, before sunrise bath in the freezing cold waters of Yamuna, naked. And then staying there for some time, not running back to their heated houses or to the fireplace, but staying there on the beach for some time, the tata, Yamuna tata, and then making a murti out of sand and clay of Durga Devi, and then doing full puja and avishek, everything. So they're extremely determined and austere because they wanted to attain Krishna as their husband. They were sadhaka siddhas. So as sadhakas in our sadhaka avashta stage or practitioner stage, and also in Siddha Avastha, when we enter Golok or Boma Vrindavan, take birth from a womb of a gopi as a kinkari of Radharani and grow up that way and learn all the bhavas and levels of prema from the sakis or associates, we'll have to be determined, very determined. So this Dhruva Maharaj is the example, and then Prahlad Maharaj is the example of fearlessness. These are the qualities that are required, and there's no one more fearless than the gopis. And Krishna tested that sometimes, because the queens of Dwarka, they were saying, why, you say the gopis, they swajanam, tyajanam swajanam arya patam chahitvam. There's a verse in Bhagavatam spoken by Uddhava, glorifying the Braja gopis. It's in 10th canto, chapter 46 or 47, around the Brahma Gita. And he says these gopis, they don't care anything about their relatives, their name, their fame, anything. They have no fear. They're totally fearless. They are more than any sannyasi. Because sannyasis, the Mayavad, Advaitin sannyasis or Vaishnav sannyasis, one of their lakshana is they're supposed to be fearless, go into the dense jungle alone, just depending on Krishna, the super soul, inside the super soul, the cobras and tigers and lions and bears, that they're fearless because Krishna's everywhere Now Krishna wants to eat me as a tiger, he'll eat me. If he wants to protect me, he'll protect me. Rakhi Krishna Marike, Mari Krishna Rakhike. They're really fearless. So, but, and they'll do that. A real sannyasi will go anywhere. He's not afraid. But even that type of sannyasi, the fearless, the abhayati, the totally, yati means sannyasi, abhayati, the totally fearless sannyasi, he's afraid of one thing, of losing his prestige. Even the greatest austere sannyasis, if you don't call them, you know, Ekazar Ot Siddha Swarupananda Ji Maharaj, they become very offended. So they're not afraid of anything of the material, any animals or wild animals or anything, but they're afraid of losing their pratishtha. At least I've seen some cases like this. That's kind of a joke, but at any rate, the point is that they have a fear of that, losing their prestige. But the gopis don't care about their prestige or anything. So they're cited as the greatest fearless personalities in the entire universe of the Braja Gopis. They're called Avala. Avala means no bala. Bala means strong, Balaram. But they're Avala. Avala means they're weak. They're physically weak. So they have no physical strength, but they have the strength of Prem Shakti. And that's so powerful because it's called Prem Vashibhut. Bhut means personality and Vashi means control. So their Mahabhav Prem fully controls Parameshvara Krishna. And he's a supreme controller, but he's controlled by love, especially the love of Radharani. So from Prahlad and Dhruva, we learn to be fearless in devotion and determined in devotion. Now as sadhakas, and there even in Bhoma Vrindavan as siddhas, still we have to be determined and fearless and run away from our husbands and to be with Krishna and risk our own names and fame, because it's Leela is eternal. It's always going on. They're always risking. They're always running. Meeting secretly and clandestinely with Krishna to relish the sweet excitement excitement and newness of Parakiya Bhav, unpredictability.